Might as well jump right in with what are your thoughts on what Wes Welker's brought to the Broncos this year?
Great competitor, you know, quickness, playmaking ability. Been a great addition.
Jack, do you anticipate he'll play on Sunday?
I hope so. You know, it really comes down to him getting the clearance. You know, my hoping a lot is not going to make a. It's not going to be a factor in it. It's going to be, you know, the doctor's giving him the green light. He's got to follow the protocol, and we are hopeful. But until he gets that green light, we're just getting prepared with the guys that are going right now.
What would his absence? How would it affect your offensive approach?
Well, there need to be some adjustments, but that's what staffs do.
Jack, as a football guy, do you have an appreciation for kind of the legacy that the two quarterbacks that are going to start on Sunday have established? You know, both individually and in, you know, the amount of times they've played against each other and kind of gotten in each other's way to championships and all that.
Yeah, two tremendous quarterbacks, you know, gifted, been a part of some great matchups. You know, both have won, you know, the big game, played in several against each other with an opportunity to go and all that. So, you know, it's one where, you know, TV obviously wants to have it on. It's a primetime matchup, and, you know, it's great for the theater and all that, but it really comes down to two football teams, you know, and the, you know, whichever team executes the best is going to win.
What kind of influence do you think that they've had on the game?
Well, you know, they've both impacted their respective organizations where they've been in an incredible way. So I think, you know, that kind of speaks for itself. You know, they've played at the highest level, and they've had some great matchups.
How much credit does Peyton Manning deserve for the way the guys around him have developed in the offense?
Well, I think great players help people around them be better. So, you know, I think Tom's done the same thing there in New England. You know, and both of these quarterbacks are super players. They're great competitors. They have that drive not only to excel individually, but to ensure that the team and their teammates around them, you know, that they're all doing their part. So that's what makes them special.
Jack, how often do you talk with John, and how have you tried, albeit in your own way, to maintain consistency with what John did as the head coach?
Yeah, we speak daily, sometimes a couple times a day. He's doing great. Spirits are up. He's healing. You know, his blueprint here has been established. I've worked with him before. So, you know, once in Carolina before this, and then, you know, the last year and a half here, you know, we understand. You know, we've got a good blueprint, we've got good staff and good players, and you know, I'm just basically, I'm his lieutenant, I'm his defensive coordinator, and I've got a few additional duties while he's healing, but he'll be back shortly.
What's the biggest challenge of it, you know, knowing that it's temporary and that you're kind of just holding the baton for the time being?
Yeah, I just, you know, approach it each day, you know, trying to do my best to, you know, fulfill my responsibilities. And don't really worry too much about whether it's easy, hard, long, short, or anything like that. Just get the job done.
Jack, obviously Peyton gets great credit for all the numbers he puts up, but about his toughness playing with the ankle injuries this year, what have you learned about watching him day-to-day and his physical toughness to take that kind of beating and still perform at a high level?
Well, I just... you know, I'm just grateful that we've got a guy like that leading us. You know, he is, like I said, he's, you know, very, very competitive, extremely well prepared, and takes this position and these opportunities very, very seriously. And so the work ethic and the competitive nature and the toughness and all those things, that's just part of who he is.
Is it fair to say he's playing at a higher level this season than he did last season?
Well, it's you know, I guess I just don't really look at it like that. But you know, he's there've been some amazing numbers, and we've won more at this point in the year. But you know, for me, it's kind of like getting ready for the next one. You know, and I'm just really focused on, you know, how can we slow down New England? How can we do enough offensively to score enough points and score more than them? And, you know, special teams, how can we make sure we flip field position and do those kinds of things? So we're just working hard to prepare right now to play this ball game.
What do you see in the Patriots, Jack, both offensively and defensively?
Well, they've obviously got a great quarterback. They're getting some of their weapons healthy around the quarterback. Gronk is back, and he's a big guy to deal with. Vereen is back, and I know they like him. You know, Ridley's a very good football player, and they've got a great offensive line, very well coached. They've got some younger receivers that are developing. Amendola looks like he's healthy again. You know, this is a good football team. And then, you know, defensively, they're stout. I know they've had a few injuries, but this is a stout group that's playing well. And, you know, they've held people to scoring less than 20 a game, which is outstanding. And then field position, you know, they're winning the field position battle with special teams. So this is a good football team.
Hey, Jeff, with regards to your defense, how has Von Miller impacted it with his return? But conversely, now the loss of Raheem Moore, what do you have to overcome in his absence?
Well, you know, like Coach Fox always talks about, it's the next man up mentality. And it's unfortunate for Raheem. He's a good young man. He's having a good year for us. But he's going to be down. We're fortunate we've got a little veteran depth there that will step up, step in, and hopefully continue to keep us to continue to play well. You know, and Vaughn, having him back and kind of rounding into shape, that's been good for us. He's impacted us. I think he can even be more impactful. We hope that as we continue to go here, he continues to find his groove.
Coach, you're in a, what they would call it, you had Kansas City last week and you have them next week, and typically the middle game is known as a trap game. I'm guessing you're not having much trouble getting your players' attention this week?
Yeah, I don't think this qualifies as that. I think this is a series of very difficult games. I think they're difficult every week. Last week's in the past. We're focused 100% on the New England Patriots and traveling up there. Very tough place. You know, they're 5-0 this year. Their record over the past decade has to be the best in the league or right at the top. So this is a big challenge. And, you know, we're just trying to get ourselves prepared to go up there and represent ourselves and give ourselves a chance.
Have you had any days in the 20-degree range over there? Because that's what it's expected to be on Sunday.
Sounds like good football weather.